Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's Health News and Informational Podcast. In this week's news we'll be looking at, Ohio imposes strict rule on workers' back surgery in the United States. And finally, a story about correlates between daily physical activity and intervertebral disc health. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 622, recorded February 9th, 2018. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat while in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. In the United States, Ohio residents with work-related back injuries in most cases must try remedies like rest, physical therapy, and chiropractic care before turning to spinal fusion surgery and prescription painkillers under a groundbreaking new guideline that is partly meant to reduce the overprescribing of opioids, but isn't sitting well with everyone. Other states have also imposed strict payment rules, but the Ohio policy, which went into effect January 1st of this year, goes further by embedding an opioid warning specifically into its surgical restriction. The state has been among the hardest hit by the overdose crisis, which many experts say stems largely from addictions to prescription painkillers that can progress into heroin use. According to Chris Tom Schack, CEO and founder of HealthSource, a large chiropractic clinic chain, he said narcotic use has been found to increase 41% in patients who received fusion surgery and to continue over 2 years in 3/4 of patients. Quote, non-invasive treatments for chronic back pain, including chiropractic care, have proven to deliver better outcomes for most patients based on numerous studies, end quote, according to Tom Schack, the physician mentioned earlier. Ohio is taking the lead with its BWC ruling, which will reduce lost productivity and cost to the state, and most importantly, improve the healing process for injured workers. Surf to our show notes for the full article. A recent study published in the Journal of Orthopedic Research looked at the correlates between daily physical activity and disc health. Physical activity impacts health and disease in multiple body tissues, including the intervertebral discs. Fluid flow within the disc is an indicator of disc health that can be observed using diffusion-weighted magnetic resonance imaging. Participants underwent structural and diffusion-weighted MRI to evaluate intervertebral disc health and fluid flow. They also underwent bone density scans, carotid artery ultrasounds, a treadmill test, and a physical exam for pain, range of motion, and instability. Three measures were used to correlate MRI indicators of intervertebral disc health with participant activity levels. The study concluded that increased dynamic loading through physical activity and decreased static loading from a sedentary time benefit intervertebral disc health. Physical activity, particularly vigorous activity, is beneficial in helping maintain intervertebral disc health. As always, discuss all exercise-related health issues and recommendations with your qualified healthcare professional. Surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's Health Beat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote. The effective leader recognizes that they are more dependent on their people than they are on them. Walk softly. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Iglow.